And now the KSL in-depth. There's a snow squall sweeping toward the south across the Wasatch Front now, affecting drivers' visibility. UDOT's Travel Information Program Manager Karen Crawford is joining me live. So, Karen, I don't know if you're following this moment to moment, but where is this squall? How bad is it right now?
Right now, we should be seeing any minute of it up in our northern part of the state, up in the Box Elder, Cache County area. Now it's coming through the Salt Lake Valley, Twilla. It should be here. With it, if you haven't seen it yet and you're in the Salt Lake Valley, you'll be seeing it soon. It's going to be likened to it was last night.
Yeah, last night the conditions were suddenly there's a whiteout. You can barely see the car in front of you. And it got really slippery really quickly, given how little snow had fallen. They were unique conditions, and you're expecting more of the same when this rolls through?
Yep, the same thing as last night, except it's hitting us a little earlier, so it will impact our evening commute.
Once it rolls through, I mean, it might take a half an hour, according to Kevin Eubank. Once it's past your location, you're good to go. Just take it easy because there is snow on the road.
There is. We want people to slow down when our plows are out there. Give them space and don't try and pass them. That's probably our main tip that we've been seeing people have an issue with. And we've had a couple incidents in this last week where our snow plows have actually been hit by drivers. So give them space and slow down.
Now, there were a lot of different ways of handling last night's snow squall. I was on the road at the time driving home, and I noticed there were some people who were just, you know, virtually pedal to the metal in the left lane. There were some people over in the right lane going really slow using their flashers, and other people just pulled over entirely. What does UDOT recommend?
Do we want our drivers to feel safe when they're driving their vehicle? It's up to them whether they choose to put on their flashers or not. Definitely if they are at a standstill and they're on the roadway, they need those flashers on. But if they are going slow in the lane of travel, it's up to them whether they put on their flashers or not. But they feel safe at.
Okay, we appreciate it very much. And again, UHP says last night during the squall, there were 100 crashes and slide-offs, most of them caused by speed.